This week in West Virginia history. In the pre-dawn hours of October 3, 1864, Confederate guerrilla John Hance McNeil led a raid near Mount Jackson, Virginia. After a quick exchange of fire with Union cavalry, McNeil collapsed from a gunshot wound. He would die 5 weeks later. McNeil had formed his guerrilla force 2 years earlier, in September 1862. Operating out of the Moorefield area, McNeil's Rangers launched raids on Union troops and camps, but most significantly, they destroyed property belonging to the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. Like most guerrillas during the Civil War, McNeil's Rangers were largely independent of the Confederate command. Many similar groups, such as Quantrill's Raiders, were often erratic and unlawful, so much so that the Confederate government banned them in early 1864. But an exception was made for the guerrillas from Hardy County who had proven so effective. After McNeil's death, his son Jesse led the Rangers until the end of the war. Their most famous exploit occurred just 2 months before Appomattox. The Rangers snuck into the town of Cumberland, Maryland, and kidnapped Union generals Benjamin Kelly and George Cook from their hotels, the crowning achievement of McNeil's Rangers. For more information on McNeil's Rangers, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.